This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. It is time for a special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Mr. Kurt Rogers is with us as well. Their number, 720-895-0500, aimortgage.net. Well, again, thank you so much for being with us today, and it is Your Money Matters, and we are glad to have a returning guest with us. Mike Hills is with us, and you can check out his website, realatlas.com. But, Kurt, before we get to Mike, let's talk a little about something you like and your area of mortgages, and that's VA loans. So you like them?
I like them a lot for a lot of different reasons. First, if it's a vet that I can help, that's one of the reasons. But what I like about the VA loan, to me, it's the best standard conforming type loan on the market. It has the lowest rates with the least amount of fees. There's no mortgage insurance. They don't change the rate because of loan to value. You can go up to 100% at the same as if you're borrowing 70% loan to value. They go up to $529,000 on a VA. If you decide you want to go above that, and this is where VA really gets nice. You can do what we're going to talk about here in a minute on investments, but you can go up to $1,012,000 on a fourplex, and they'll do 100% of the financing. And if you're buying a fourplex as a primary, living in one and renting out the other ones, the renters are going to pretty much make your payment. You didn't bring a whole lot of cash to the close,
right,
and you're good to go. So the options that VA gives you with the least amount of cost, they make sure you don't pay too much. And they're just amazing. I think it's a great loan. Their rates are at the fours, and I mean in the low fours.
Wow.
So, and 100% financing.
Hmm.
So when you think about it, it's a great loan.
We have a client that just a couple years ago, he called me in. He's an Army vet, still actually in the Army Reserves, and he said he wanted to sell his house because they had a little girl that was just getting ready to start school, which is standard. So they wanted to get into Cherry Creek School District, and they needed to sell their house that they had a VA loan on in order to buy a new house in the right school district. And I get paid to buy and sell people's houses, but that wasn't the right fit for this couple. And they said, well, we want to sell our house. And I said, but why? And they said, because we need to move, because we need the money for the down payment on the new house. And I said, well, why don't we do this? Why don't we take your current house, refinance it into a conventional loan, free up your VA loan, and turn around and use that VA loan to go buy you another property? You now have a rental property. You can keep your equity, yep, in the rental property. Buy the new house with the VA loan with no money down. Accomplish your goal of getting your daughter into the right school you want her to be in, and help build your retirement, your daughter's equity, or your daughter's college fund in terms of the equity in the house that you didn't sell. And they did that, and you know, 2.5-3 years later, they love it. And the VA loan is the reason they were able to accomplish that. Because the VA loan, man, if you have a VA loan, use it. There's some amazing advantages to it.
Mm. The funny thing about it, 21% of the people that own homes that are veterans don't use it. Part of that reason is they're being told by realtors that they're harder to get qualified for, which they're not. Mortgage brokers, in most cases, don't want to use them because you can't make as much. I actually had a client that did a VA loan a couple years ago, and these folks, they went out and got a Chaffa second on this customer on 100% loan because they were trying to make so much money because they worked at a bank and not a mortgage broker. Because a bank is not capped by how much they can make. Mortgage brokers are. They flat took advantage of this vet. He is so angry at him now. So you got to be careful where you go to get a VA loan. But they're the greatest loan out there for you if you're a vet.
And the vets, man, they did the service.
Yeah,
they get the advantages. Yeah. Use it to your advantage. There are some just really neat ways to use the VA loan to build your future, send your kids to college,
yep,
fund your retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Take advantage of it. You know, you did the service. That's one of your rewards.
You earned it.
Yes.
A lot of this, Mike, it sounds like, too, with clients that you get, is just trying to get them to think outside the box a little bit because, I mean, I think everybody's just taught to have one mortgage, one house, and, you know,
pay it off as fast as possible.
And you can,
that's
or
it,
whatever. There's a lot of ways to do things nowadays.
Totally. And it's about the first question when I sit down with somebody and ask, the first question I ask them is not what they want to buy. It's not what they want to sell. It's what are you trying to accomplish? because that's the goal. Let's figure out what the goal is and work backwards. Sometimes that goal is they just want more money. Sometimes that goal is they're trying to fund their retirement. Sometimes that goal is send their kids to college. Sometimes they just want to be able to sleep at night because they're worried about retirement or they're going to lose their job or whatever that is. And let's figure out what that goal is, truly what you're trying to accomplish, and work backwards from there. And real estate is a fundamentally amazing vehicle to get that stuff done in if you just think about it the right way, because most people just don't know how to maneuver because it's complicated. You know, it is. But if you maneuver the right way, it's a fantastic way to build wealth.
Brings my first question I want to ask you, because you've talked about this in the past, and I'd like you to elaborate on the difference between most people want to have a retirement plan. So they're going to put money in a 401k, they're going to put money in all kinds of different programs. Not as many people will think of as investments as an avenue for that. More people are. But explain to us, if you can, how buying investment properties can outperform the stock market over time. How all of that works in relationship to the stock market versus investing properties.
Mm-hmm. Sure, absolutely. So this is, and I'll use a real world example. If you have 100 grand in the stock market and that 100 grand makes money, then your $100,000 grows. And in a stock market setting, you know, if your financial planner today will tell you you'll make 7 to 8%, if he or she tells you you're going to make 10% for any amount of time, it's just not going to happen. It hasn't happened in the last 100 years. It's not going to happen
right
anytime soon. But let's just pretend that your 100 grand makes 10%, which is not normal, but let's pretend it does. If it makes 10%, it will mathematically double to $200,000 in 7.2 years. That's the way the math works when you invest money. It's called the rule of 72. Anyway, so if you invest it 10% for 7.2 years, your 100 grand becomes 200 grand. If you leave it in that same investment for another 7.2 years, your 200 grand becomes 400 grand. That's in the stock market.
Right.
So in 14.4 years, let's round up to 15 years, you have $400,000. Your 100 grand has become $400,000. So you've made a $300,000 profit. Pretty simple math.
Right.
The beauty is in investment real estate, if you take that same 100 grand and you put 25% down on a $400,000 home, an asset that is worth $400,000, you get a loan for $300,000 and you put $100,000 down. If you put it on a 15-year note, which is one of the things that I coach and I advocate, put it on a 15-year note, and if it doesn't appreciate a nickel in 15 years, it's worth $400,000. But here's the thing, if the stock market has made 10% for 15 years, it only makes sense that the real estate market has also appreciated. In the United States nationally, real estate appreciates at about 3.8% per year. So if you have a $400,000 house that has, and the stock market's appreciated for at 10% for 15 straight years, it's only fair to say that you've probably gotten about a 4% appreciation on your $400,000 purchase for the same 15 years. Do the math. That $400,000 house, if it appreciates for X amount of time at 4% for 15 years, it's probably worth $700,000-$900,000. But there's a second bonus. Not only do you get the appreciation, but your tenants have now paid off your $300,000 mortgage. So now what do you get? You get a check every month from the rent that you don't have to give to the bank. That's just money in your pocket.
Plus the appreciation.
Plus the appreciation. So in the stock market, you just have the cash growth. In the real estate world, you get the growth in the appreciation, you get the debt reduction because somebody else has paid it off for you, and then once the bank is paid off in that same 15 years, now you just get the check every month from the tenants that goes right in your pocket.
You didn't lose any cash, and now you got steady income coming in, and it's the same dollar.
Absolutely, and I have money in the stock market. I have most of my money in real estate for that exact reason.
Because it's going to be, and you took an the symbol of 10%, which is not paid in the stock, at in only 4%.
No.
Basically an appreciation.
Yeah, you're not going to get 10%, but even if you did, the stock market is still can't hold a candle to real estate. Now, stock market professionals will look at me, and I've had this conversation with many a financial planner. They'll look at me and say, well, yeah, but now you have a rental and you have to fix toilets at 2 o'clock in the morning, or man, you trust tenants and rentals? I throw it back on them and say, you trust the federal government to take care of your retirement? The stuff, I don't. And on top of that, that's why you hire us to manage the property for you, so you don't have to deal with any of those late night phone calls.
And you're talking 15 years of 10% appreciation.
Correct.
Even if it was 5%, the stock market's never appreciated 5% for 15 years.
Correct.
It's just not going to hold up to that because it's going to have a downside. And what most people don't understand is if you lose $50,000 in the stock market, it takes more than 100% appreciation to get even.
Totally.
Yeah. It doesn't work that way.
And the rental market, man, we're going to buy, and we're going to buy fundamentally smart, strong, good deals.
And that's where it starts.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely. All this other, then unless you do that.
Yep. You do it. And here's the funny thing. I've purchased bad deals. When I bought my first deal, this is a true story. I bought my first house September 1st, 2001. 10 days later was September 11th. I didn't know that. It was 10 days before the United States was attacked by terrorists. It was an awful time to buy a house. I was 23 years old. I didn't know any better. I've now held that house. I still have that house. Today I owe roughly $55,000 to Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo's I rent my mortgage every month to Wells Fargo. I put it on a 15-year note maybe 7-8 years ago. I've had the same tenants in it since 2005. And if I were to put it on the market today, I'd probably list it for $275,000 or $280,000. And here's the best part. When I bought the house, I didn't have any money. I had to borrow $6,800 from my mom in what's referred to as a gift letter in order to qualify for the house in the first place. Paid her back in 3 months, which I'm not supposed to do. I bought a gift letter. But the idea is $6,800 turned into a gain of more than $200,000 today, 17 and a half years later. Mm-hmm. You cannot get that kind of gain anywhere in the stock market. And you can in real estate. You just got to know the rules and be patient. And these rules are out there for all of us. We all play by the same set of rules. And that's the best part. You just got to partner up with somebody like Kurt that knows the rules.
Right. Again, Mike Hills is with us. It's Atlas Real Estate. If you've got questions, our lines are open, 303-477-5600. And really about the last 6 to 8 minutes, you've kind of heard, Kurt, what Mike does the last Tuesday of every month. And it's not really a class. It's not really a seminar.
I just call it a conversation.
It's just a chance to kind of get together and get an understanding of this. And if you notice there, he didn't say if you buy my book or you buy my CDs or you buy my manual, anything like that. I mean, he's just facts that he welcomes any financial planner because we've both been to the seminar.
Yes, we have.
I just said seminar. You've both been to his office and been there. But, I mean, hey, bring anybody you want because it's hard to argue with fact.
Yeah, he lays it out in such a format that when you see it, you go, well, God, that makes sense, but that's not what I've been taught. And I've said this to him before. People don't teach that because there's no money in it for them. Mm-hmm. Mike sees it as another way. Sure. Mike sees by educating these people, if they may use a service, they may not. But they're going to look at what they're doing a whole lot better, and they'll quit saying that buying investment property can have some downsides. And we'll talk about that when we come back.
Because I challenge you. I mean, we all listen to radio and sometimes some other stations, okay? Just see what's going on. You will never, ever hear a real estate seminar being offered that it doesn't cost you to go,
something. And
they got something to sell you
right
there. Not a house. I mean, I'm just talking, like I say, their manuals or CDs, whatever.
He never once asked you to pull out your credit card, your checkbook, to pay for any of the wine or the beer he's providing. It's just, it's a conversation. He has snacks. People sit around, they listen, then they open up, and the people ask the different questions. It's just, it's here's how it works. If you'd like to do it, I'll try to help. If not, it's okay.
Absolutely. Great information. We'll be right back.
Flesh and Beck know the dangers of riding a motorcycle because they ride too. And they have helped hundreds of motorcycle accident victims just like you. You were injured while riding your motorcycle. You thought your insurance would cover it. After all, you do have special motorcycle insurance. But that was before you realized how the insurance company actually works. And before you knew how long your pain would last. So now you're stuck with a bunch of bills you can't afford, and none of it was your fault. You are not alone. Call Flesh and Beck today. Flesh and Beck have the experience and the knowledge to navigate the complicated maze created by the insurance companies designed to minimize your claim. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. If you've been injured in a motorcycle accident, call Flesh and Beck Law at 303-806-8886 to find out if they can help you.
You've been told nothing can be done for your peripheral neuropathy. Don't give up hope. Call Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor at Front Range Medical Center, to ask about electronic signaling. For the past 9 years, Dr. Anderson has specialized exclusively in the treatment of peripheral neuropathy. Front Range Medical Center can't help everyone, but thanks to an advanced technology called electronic signaling, Dr. Anderson has seen great results for seniors who'd been told there was no hope for them. That's what Dr. Anderson loves most about his job, seeing the hope return to patients who had been suffering with burning, tingling, and numbness. It's worth a phone call. Schedule a $27 consultation with Dr. Anderson, including a neuropathy-specific exam, this week. He will review your health history and past medical records to find out whether electronic signaling could help where other treatments have failed. Don't lose heart. Call now, 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. Glad to have back in studio our financial specialist and expert, Mr. David Cishan from Cishan Financial Services. They're with the Householder Group right here in the Denver Tech Center. David, always good to see you, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, Scott. Nice to be back.
You know, it's amazing to me, and we kind of talked about this on a previous segment about how many people you meet, and I'll just say my age, you know, we'll say 60 and above now, that you ask them, are you where you thought you would be or really want to be financially? And very few people can say, yep, I'm exactly where I want to be, or I'm ahead of where I want to be. Most people put off this whole area of financial planning, which we talked about on our last show. But what do you say to those people out there that just, you know, keep putting it off?
Well, you know, the end result, most people that come in or are interested in financial planning is really trying to find out and determine, do they have enough money to get through retirement? Mm-hmm. And again, when I first started my business, if people retired at 65, and if they made it to 72, that was pretty good. Well, now people are retiring at 60, either by purpose or not, circumstance, and they're living to 85, 90, 95, 100. And they're very concerned whether their money is going to last, their income is going to last. Husband and wives, you know, whatever their income is, if someone dies, they need at least typically 70% of what they were getting to make it through comfortably in retirement. Well, what normally happens that we see a lot of in the historic past has been husband and wife. Normally, the husband gets ill first. The wife spends a lot of money, even though they got health insurance, they need special this or that. Spends a lot of money, and then the husband passes on. And the wife is left there with a heck of a lot less income that she needs to survive on, and which is why when you walk into, for example, nursing homes, there are just a lot of women, and it's unfortunate.
Sure,
but the key on this whole thing that is how much income do we have? How much cash flow? What can we bank on coming in? That Social Security check comes out on the 15th, or the pension comes in on the 12th, and so forth and so on. Do we have enough guaranteed fixed income to cover the expenses that we want and need? So that's the main thing that people are concerned with.
Right.
And it doesn't matter who they are. They're all concerned about it, whether they have a lot of money or not. Mm-hmm. Because even people with a lot of money don't have a lot of guaranteed income. They depend on the other assets that they can convert. And maybe they will, and it'll be great.
Sure.
But a lot of times circumstances eat into those assets, and all of a sudden they're not as great as they were.
Right. Now, we've talked about this before where, you know, a lot of people think when you think of, hey, what's a financial planner do? A lot of people say they invest your money. Right. Well, there's a lot of different pieces of that, and we've talked about that. And one of the areas of this is about taxes.
Right.
So when we use words tax-free retirement, I mean, man, everybody just kind of goes to, wow, that would be very cool. But if you don't watch out, I mean, if you don't have that coach, that guide like yourself helping us, you may have saved a lot, but if you don't handle it all right, it could all be eaten up in taxes, or a lot, big majority.
Well, yeah. I mean, Uncle Sam is looking at every angle to get tax money out of our pocket. All right. There's already concerns that the federal estate tax, which is, we have a big exemption. We each have like $11.2 million or so. That if we die, Uncle Sam can't tax it effectively. Well, they're already talking about reducing that, trying to reduce that, getting it back to where it was. Well, where it was like $1 million years ago.
Okay.
But that's because they can't tax a lot of the estates. So taxation is critical. And what I tell our clients and what I tell people when we do our seminars and teach and so forth is you are in control of the amount of taxes you want to pay. Now, most people look at that comment, and many of them don't believe it. But I take them back to 1912 when income tax came into being. There were four questions on the Internal Revenue Code. Four questions. Now there's 90,000 pages. There's a lot of opportunities in there for people to control the taxes they pay if they understand what their options are. The problem is most people don't get those options because if they're doing their own tax return, they're not paying attention normally to these other tools that are in the tax code.
Right.
And if they go to a tax preparer, the tax preparer is just trying to get the darn income tax done so they get their monies refunded back or they pay whatever they're paying. But there's no proactivity on what you can do before the end of the year to reduce your taxes. I'm a firm believer that zero taxes is a good objective. Now, we can't all get to zero taxes. Sure. Of course, we've got to pay our fair share. But we don't have to be overly patriotic either. There are tools that we can use to reduce this. For example, on our income. You know, most people have income that's taxed currently, even retirees. So maybe money's coming in from their pension that they're taking currently. Or maybe they're working part-time and they got W-2 income of some sort. And then they have deferred income. So maybe the rest of their assets in their 401k or IRA is not being distributed yet. So that's being deferred. And then the third area that people have is tax-free. And when I ask that question in every class, you know, what would you rather have of those three incomes? Which one would you rather have? Everybody says tax-free.
Sure.
Very few people know how to get it, or very few people get it. And so, again, with a little education, everybody can generate tax-free income. For example, this is a simple little thing, but people have IRAs and they have non-IRA accounts. Well, maybe it makes sense, depending on the circumstances, that in the IRA accounts, you have investments that are maybe some types of bonds or long-term bonds or strategic bonds, different types of things. They'll grow, but they don't grow as rapidly as, let's say, stocks and other assets that you have in your non-qualified account. So when you come to pay taxes on your IRAs, you're not growing it as rapidly, so you're not going to pay as much taxes, and those assets in your non-qualified accounts could be growing very rapidly or better. But when you take that out, it's long-term capital gains, not ordinary income like in the IRAs. Again, it's really understanding the client and their situation tax-wise to be able to tell them,
right,
you know, here are some options that you should look at. Now, I'm not a CPA and I'm not a tax preparer. I'm dangerous, but I don't do that. We have professionals that do that for our clients. But again, it's the idea.
That is one good thing. Let me throw that, because that was going to be my next point. That is one thing, you know, when I do business with you, is you kind of have a team around you, and while your client's not required to use your CPA or estate planner, to me, it's great to have someone, one, that's worked with you, knows your expectations of what all bases to cover.
Right.
And so they can come to you kind of for that one-stop shop for everything to get handled in a good way.
Yep, exactly. We look at all, because we have to look at all five of those areas, and it touches on legal, touches on accounting, you know, it touches on investments, it touches on insurance. I mean, one of the biggest problems we see with retirees is their automobile insurance and homeowners insurance. They are grossly underinsured, or they're paying a tremendous amount of premium that they don't have to be paying.
Right.
And we have several situations where there's partial losses, say, on your home. Well, the adjuster comes out and says, Scott, yeah, you're covered. Don't worry about it. Works up his numbers and says, well, you're not covered to the magic number, which is 80% replacement. You're less. So instead of getting 100% your deductible, you're going to get 70 or 60% less your deductible. And it eats their pocketbook right up. And there's no need of it. It's easy to solve.
Sure.
But if you don't address it, it just goes until you get hurt.
Right. We're talking about tax-free retirement. Again, David Cishan is our guest, Cishan Financial Services. His number, 720-482-1917, 720-482-1917. He does offer a free consultation. Just mentioned you heard him here on Haystack Help Radio, and they'll get you in. So it must just kill you sometimes when people maybe come in and you look at maybe they've been paying a lot more taxes than they should have, and had they come seen you maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago, you could have saved them a lot of money with just a couple of little things again.
Possible. Yeah, it's possible. And that's, but again, hindsight's always perfect too.
Right.
You know, and the good thing about it, as I tell clients, especially ones that, let's say, have more than the average coming in, you have the income to pay the tax. Just think if you didn't have the income and then they had to pay the tax. Mm-hmm. That wouldn't be very nice.
Sure.
You know, so again, tax-free, tax-advantageous tools for the average person is still important for them because, again, the more you keep in your pocket, the happier you're going to be. So we, again, don't have to be overly patriotic. We'd have to pay our fair share of taxes. But, again, there are tools set up to use, you know, even if it is, for example, an IRA people have, well, does it make sense to convert it to a Roth?
Mm-hmm.
Because once you divorce the government from the IRA, now it's going to grow tax-deferred and it's going to come out tax-free forever. You know, forever is a long way. And it's a heck of a lot better than taxable, especially in the society that we're in now, in the economic scenario, where we owe billions and billions and billions and the interest itself is eating us alive.
Right.
Where do you think they're going to come get the money? So if you have it in a tax-free forever account, it's forever.
Yeah. And another thing, David, and we talked about this on a previous show as well, he's really big into education and does a lot of seminars around, and as those come up, we'll be giving you dates. But if you'd like to know about those even, you can call the office, 720-482-1917, and talk with Stephanie, and she can maybe tell you about some of those upcoming dates. And what we want to tell you, these are educational seminars, and that's all they are. They are not deals to try designed to get you in and try to get you to sign up before you leave, all that. They are educational seminars that will teach you a lot of the things that we're talking about, you know, from taxes to estate planning to even you do some things even on just senior safety, so to speak, of just fraud things too.
Absolutely.
So there's just so many things that he goes over in his seminars. So we highly, highly endorse those and recommend them. But give David a call at 720-482-1917 to learn more about this tax-free retirement. So, David, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Don't let mosquitoes disrupt your family fun at your next barbecue or keep the kids from camping out in the backyard. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and I'm very happy that our outdoor activities have been mosquito-free for the last 4 years thanks to the fine folks at Mosquito Authority. Their mission is to help protect you and your family from mosquitoes and the diseases they carry. And did you know when your dog or cat is bitten by a mosquito, heartworm is one of the most common infections? At Mosquito Authority, they guarantee you won't be bothered by mosquitoes between treatments. And if you are,
hey, all you have to do is call. They'll come back out, reassess your property, and if necessary, retreat at no additional charge. No contracts, no commitments, and best of all, no mosquitoes. Call 303-688-2847. That's 303-688-2847. Or visit mosquitoauthority.com.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome to Your Health Matters, sponsored by Integrated Health Systems. Traditional medicine has left you frustrated. You've seen doctor after doctor searching for answers, only to feel more confused than ever. Chiropractic neurologist Dr. Shane Stedman, along with his team at Integrated Health Systems, does the detective work you need to identify causes, not just treat your symptoms. Using a team approach to combine functional medicine with neurology, Integrated Health Systems spends the necessary time with each client to find out what's really going on. Thanks to Dr. Stedman and his team, many clients who struggle with debilitating health issues have finally found relief. Now, Haystack Help Radio proudly presents Your Health Matters.
And we would like to welcome you to Your Health Matters. My name is Scott Whatley, and we appreciate you being with us. Glad to have Dr. Shane Stedman with us as well. Dr. Stedman, how are you, sir?
I'm good, Scott. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you very, very much. And looks like we're going to have a beautiful week here, for some of it anyway. I think some snow on Thursday or something they're calling for, but in the high 70s now are going to be. So, boy, looking forward to a beautiful week here. All right, we have been talking a little bit about last week, and I want to finish up a couple of things on this food allergy thing a little bit. And then we're going to get into another topic, which you're going to have a seminar tomorrow night, which we'll speak of as well a little bit later. But I got some questions on the... One article I was reading, it said that there's kind of this whole allergenic food thing. It's really about 8 major foods, and it listed milk, eggs, fish, the crustacean, shellfish, tree nuts, peanuts, wheat, and soybean. And they said that accounts for about 90% of all food allergies. The article I read, do you agree with that, or what else could we add or take away from that?
Yeah, I would agree with that list. That's a good list. What we see in the office, I would say wheat, dairy, soy, corn, eggs, mm-hmm. and then nightshades. I'd probably add nightshades. Nightshades are your tomatoes and eggplant, white potatoes, peppers. So the nightshade family, there's a certain enzyme that some people actually react to, and it's interesting that some people actually will react to the enzyme of like cooked tomatoes versus raw tomatoes, or cooked, you know, like bell peppers versus raw.
Right.
So that's actually something that we look into and we'll test with people when we're kind of adding foods back into their system. But I would agree with that. I think the tree nuts we see, I mean, obviously like peanuts is a really big one, you know, out there. So some of those tree nuts and things like that are some of those really big allergens. But I thought I heard last week, I think I was either reading something or listening to something, and they're talking about, like, I think as far as like peanuts is like 1% of the population has that significant reaction. So it's not really a big population, but it's like enough people that's why schools are peanut free, and you know, a lot of places are peanut free now because it has such a severe reaction that even with that 1%, you know, trying to make sure that they don't have a strong medical issue that takes place.
Right.
But as far as like what we see in here, you know, I don't tend to see a lot of tree nuts. Like we do see some, but I would almost say like the top 5 is your corn, wheat, soy, dairy, and egg would kind of be like the top 5 that we see in here. And the reason why too, actually kind of fascinating is that, we get into food allergies. That's always kind of fun to talk about, but a lot of those foods like egg and the wheat, the dairy, they have kind of a bigger protein that we have to break down. And so sometimes you may not break them down all the way as far as your digestion. And so then your immune system kind of picks up a protein that's, they call it like partially digested, or it's like, you know, maybe it's just not digested all the way. So your immune system's like, what is that thing that you just ate? You know, so then it creates a response, but now you have a memory. so every time you eat that food, then your body's like, hey, you're not supposed to be in here. I didn't like you last time. Mm-hmm. And that's what starts creating some of the allergies. And then what you kind of find, too, is a lot of those kind of foods, they tend to be like your comfort food. You know, so if you eat a certain food under stress, well, you're not going to digest it properly because your digestive system's off. You know, so people go to, like, mac and cheese and ice cream, you know, grilled cheese sandwich.
Do you have a camera in my house?
Yeah. it's a story that every patient has, right. You know. It's like, it's a go-to, corn on the cob, you know, corn chips and salsa. You know, like, people have comfort foods, and if you eat those comfort foods under times of stress, it can change and almost create, like, a food allergy for you.
Right. So what have you found to be the best test out there for people wanting to really find out about, you know, what foods they may be allergic to?
You know, I think the best test right now is there's a company called Cyrex Labs, spelled C-Y-R-E-X. Cyrex Labs is they're cool. So the owner of it is an immunology scientific researcher. So he's actually written papers. I think he's like the chief and editor of a magazine. The guy is so incredibly smart. And he actually has a food allergy panel that looks at a ton of foods, everywhere from like your meats, your vegetables, your fruits, to spices, to even they call it gum. So when you see like stuff that has xanthan gum or guar gum in it, he actually measures those things out. And then he looks at cooked food and non-cooked food. So they've even shown in the world of food allergies that you can have a reaction to a food that's cooked versus a food that's raw. And so he measures both of those, and it's a big test. But, man, I tell you what, if you wanted to know if you had a reaction to cumin and ginger and, you know, cooked potatoes or
so
something
it really
like that,
gets, I mean, to the specific.
It really does. It's kind of nice for those people who are just, like, lost and trying to figure out what's making them worse.
Mm-hmm. How does it happen where, you know, somebody may not find this out and till, you know, maybe they're 35 or 40 years old, and all their life they've eaten things and not felt bad or not had these reactions, but yet age 45 something just hits where something kicks in. How does that happen?
You know, that so usually that can happen whenever you get like an immune issue going on. I think what's kind of scary sometimes, the more that you learn about health, is that, you know, we all have genetic kind of tendencies or genes that are sitting there, but not all genes get turned on, you know. And sometimes you might have, like, for like celiac, let's say, you know, maybe you get celiac, but it doesn't get turned on until you're 45, and maybe it happens from a stress response, or maybe you got sick, you know, maybe you overloaded one day and you went on a beer tour, you know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, all of a sudden your immune system's like, I can't take it anymore. So then you flip those genes on. You know, that's kind of the biggest thing that we see, is that a lot of people will come in and say, ever since I was stressed, ever since I was sick, ever since I got in a car accident, ever since my spouse lost their job, ever since my kid had this issue, you know, it's like you have these like events or moments that ever since then, they've just never quite been right. And so that's kind of what we see very often, is everything is great. And you kind of see this, like, I mean, kids that are like, you know, they're teenagers and 20-year-olds and even 30-year-olds. I mean, we all talked about it. You know, you had an iron stomach. You can eat anything. You know, right, I mean, you hit 45 and 50, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, I can't do that anymore like I used to. It's like, mm-hmm. you know, your body's changing. Things catch up with you. Life happens. Stressors happen. That's usually the answer.
Right. Dr. Shane Steadman is with us. And, again, it's Integrated Health Systems, 303-781-5617 is their number for a free consultation, 303-781-5617. Now, I got a text in, and someone was talking about lowering cholesterol, and they ask about red yeast rice. So What do you know about that, and do you recommend that?
So red yeast rice is a great product. So it's it's more of a supplement for lowering cholesterol. Or supporting, you know, people that have high cholesterol. It was really kind of fascinating. From what I understand, a lot of your current statin drugs or medications are actually based on red yeast rice. And so it's kind of the synthetic version. So when you get into statins, those are almost like the synthetic version of red yeast rice. Red yeast rice, you know, works. So we use it in my office. So anytime somebody has high cholesterol or triglycerides are up and we're working on them, we're trying to knock those numbers down, you know, then we'll actually try using that supplement. Sometimes we'll actually get MDs that say, hey, you know, I know you're working with Dr. Stedman. I'm going to give you like a few months, you know, to get those numbers down. And if they don't go down, then we're going to use the medication. And I'm like, okay, well, let's try the red yeast rice. It's a really good product, but here's where I kind of want to caution people is that with any statin drug and even red rice yeast, which is actually kind of more, it's actually construed as a natural statin, you don't want to be on these drugs for a very, very long time because they can deplete CoQ10. And so you need CoQ10 because it's an antioxidant. It's good for the heart. So even if you're on statin drugs or red yeast rice, I mean, you have that potential to deplete CoQ10. So it's important to actually, you know, take some of that while you're on one of those two products. Mm-hmm. But I really don't like using red yeast rice long-term because cholesterol is an inflammatory marker. So if I get your inflammation under control, then we don't need the red yeast rice. So I would tell people, hey, it's awesome, but then go work on your inflammation, work on your diet, work on your stress, and then try to knock down the cholesterol so you don't have to use supplements.
Right. And so really, well, when you boil it all down, I mean, really that inflammation is kind of what kickstarts some of this, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and even if you just look at what cholesterol, I mean, cholesterol really kind of, when you break it all down, it's an inflammatory marker. And I think a lot of people forget about that. You know, and you kind of hear people like, oh, I'm cutting out the fat. I'm doing, you know, I'm like, it's not really, you know, unless you're eating trans fats and bad fat, you know, then that's going to make your cholesterol go up. But cholesterol at the end of the day is an inflammatory marker. If you reduce your inflammation and clean up your diet, I mean, we see it all the time. We see cholesterol drop all of the time.
Okay. And again, I want to talk about the ranges just for a minute, even with all your blood work, because I think there's so much confusion on that. I mean, you Google something like what should your normal range be in some of these areas, and some practitioners will say, oh, it's in the range or whatever. But then, you know, what I love about what you do, and because you've done it with us, is you say, okay, well, this is on the high end of this or low end of this, but I see why, because you're on the high end or low end of another thing. So take just a minute before our break here and kind of talk about how you gauge all the ranges and for blood work.
So cholesterol is, the range for that, usually in the traditional medicine, they always say under 200 is great. In our office, we actually say 140 to 200 is good, because I think what a lot of people forget about cholesterol is that you have to have cholesterol to make hormones, and you have to have cholesterol to make brain chemistries and chemicals. So a lot of times I think cholesterol kind of gets demonized, you know, as being like this really bad thing that you have to knock all the way down to zero. And that's not the case. It's actually a building block for hormones. So if you don't have proper cholesterol, you can actually mess up your hormones. So 140 to 200 is a number that we like using. And then triglycerides, usually we like those to be about half. So if cholesterol is 200, then we like to see triglycerides around 100. And triglycerides are really kind of a product of your blood sugar. So your excess blood sugar is converted into triglycerides. So if somebody has high triglycerides, and most often, if we can get the blood sugar to calm down and clean up their diet, the triglycerides will come down. Hmm. And then you have, so we kind of like those around 100. And then the good cholesterol, we like to see around 50. Like 50 to 65 is kind of a really good number. And then your bad cholesterol, we like to see underneath 100. And those are kind of, that's pretty typical kind of across the board. So bad cholesterol under 100, good cholesterol around like 50 to 65. And then your triglycerides should be, we'll say, about 100, and your cholesterol should be about 200.
Okay.
So if you kept those ranges, 200, 100, 50, you know you're in a pretty good ratio.
Gotcha. Dr. Shane Stedman, again, is our guest. Give him a call, 303-781-5617. And before our break here, let's touch on this. We'll come back, then we're going to get into this topic a little bit about eating disorders. But you're having a seminar tomorrow night at 6:30. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we have, so we're doing a seminar on kind of really kind of educating people on eating disorders. It's definitely a heavy topic. It's a big topic. It's a topic that I think a lot of people just kind of brush underneath the carpet. You know, it's like, oh, that's those people. It actually affects more people than you know, and it's not just geared towards females, but it's actually geared towards males as well. So I think trying kind of understanding and educating people around this topic and what it means and what can be done is something I think is needed, and not really, there's not a lot of talking going on out there about this. So I think it's something that's kind of underserved in a way, as far as education and identifying some early warning signs of it.
Okay. And Dr. Stedman does a great job for this, and we appreciate him doing this. And there is no charge for any of the seminars that we promote for him. And again, it's Integrated Health Systems. Their number is 303-781-5617. This will be at their office, 3601 South Clarkson Street in Englewood. All you have to do is call, reserve your seat. And again, this great chance to get to meet him, his team, and learn a lot about your health, your body, your brain. I mean, they cover it all in their seminars. So we're going to take a short break. When we come back, Dr. Stedman will still be with us, and we're going to talk about food disorders, eating disorders, and is there a difference between disordered eating versus an eating disorder? We'll be back with more. Your health matters.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
Who doesn't want to own their home faster? But can it be done without paying more money? Here's how. Quit paying compound interest. Why is it when you borrow $400,000 for a home loan, you pay back $708,000 at 4.25%? That's over $308,000 in interest. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500 and learn how not to pay all that interest. We're holding an educational seminar at Memory Lane Museum on April 18th at 6:30 p.m. Join us for dinner and a walk through the 50s and 60s with cars, motorcycles, an old-fashioned diner, and more. Go to aimortgage.com/events to reserve your seats. Learn how simple interest mortgages will save you thousands in excess interest while allowing you the ability to access your equity when needed. Join us for dinner at the Memory Lane Museum, April 18th, 6:30 p.m. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500 for your reservation or sign up at aimortgage.com/events. Keep more of your money with Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. NMLS 298191, regulated by DORA, Equal Credit Lender.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. We work with your insurance company, and you can rest assured that your roofing project will be finished on time and on budget. We understand the difficulties and stress that damage to your home's roof can bring. Let the highly trained staff at M4 Roofing and Gutters come out and give you a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project. Call today, 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and haystackhelp.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Your Health Matters. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Whatley, along with Dr. Shane Steadman, Integrated Health Systems. Once again, if you're just getting in the car or turning on the radio, they're having a seminar tomorrow night, Tuesday at 6:30. 303-781-5617, and they're going to be covering the topic of eating disorder. So, Dr. Steadman, we could do a whole show on this, but got several minutes here. We can touch on this. So let's, when we talk about a eating disorder, first of all, I looked at, just at some numbers here, and it said eating disorders affect several million people at any given time, most often women between the ages of 12 and 35. But as you said, I think it's crossing over there for men as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think that's probably what's awesome about kind of educating people is that this is not just a female disease or female issue. You're starting to see it like in young men. Actually, I think Jess posted on her her Facebook page a thing on the percentage of men and boys that's actually impacted over women. So it's really kind of fascinating that I think it's one of those topics that, you know, it's like nobody talks about, and then people who have it don't talk about it because unfortunately, there's a lot of shame, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of guilt around it. So, you know, to kind of come out and say, I have this issue, you know, it creates some vulnerability that's really hard to tell the world, hey, I have an issue. So it's definitely something that needs to be kind of talked about more often, I think.
Sure. So now when we were talking a little bit before the show, you said there's something really we can call disordered eating versus an eating disorder. So explain that.
Absolutely. You know, so disorder. So we're all kind of familiar with like eating disorders, unless you're like anorexia and bulimia and binging and purging. And, you know, these are kind of like those big things that you hear about. So a lot of people will actually say, you know, I don't have an eating disorder. I'm totally fine, you know, or, you know, like, well, eating disorder, those are people that have to go to like eating disorder clinics or centers, or they have to get help or there's intervention, you know, and that's your eating disorder. But what you're finding is there's a ton of people that have disordered eating. Now, disordered eating is people who, it's almost like you have this really poor relationship with food, you know, so some people get a lot of anxiety around food. A lot of people have they're apathetic with food. They can even have like these weird emotional pieces around food. They sometimes will think about it all the time, but they're not getting into that like disordered piece, but they're like thinking about it, or their day revolves around it, or they're having and here's actually what's crazy too. There's people that have like digestive issues that all of their digestive issues and their IBS and their Crohn's and their celiac sometimes lead them to where they don't want to eat, you know, because their stomach hurts so bad. And so they start mm-hmm. skipping meals. And now they have this really strong emotional issue with food that they're like, man, every time I eat food, it just makes me feel horrible. So they start having these really poor relationships with food and knowing what they can and cannot do. And you can even say like as I'm describing it, you can easily see how some of these people are so incredibly frustrated.
Sure.
And so that's your disordered eating. You know, they're not quite the ones that are anorexic, but they're like struggling day in and day out with what they can eat and how they can eat and why they can eat and why do they have so much pain around it and the anxiety that goes around it. That's your disordered eating.
Gotcha. And article I was reading, it said, you know, common eating disorders include, you know, anorexia, the bulimia, binge eating, as you said. And another quick one I read, it said there are four types of eating that really for fuel eating, your joy eating, fog eating, and storm eating. And I think some of us can fall into that storm eating pretty quick where we just feel famished and just eat way too much.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's like really this, you know, and we talk about it with our counselor in the office, and this is why we're able to actually talk like this and present this and educate, because we have a counselor on staff, and she actually worked in an eating disorder clinic, so she understands this world. So we're not just like haphazardly like, oh, we're just going to do something that's a really big topic. But this is something we've actually been talking about since last August. And we've been, you know, we've been meeting with, you know, clinics and directors and therapists and really kind of just saying, okay, here's something that, you know, those clinics, they have their place and this is awesome. They're helping and doing some amazing work. But man, we even see almost like most of our patients that come in, they have some kind of disordered eating where they're just, man, their relationship and their struggle with food is real. You know, so we want to kind of reach out and say, hey, there's a bunch of people that need help that if they don't get help, you know, some of those people actually go down that eating disorder path. And so we want to help prevent that and be proactive and educate.
Sure. And I mean, it can be very serious and even fatal.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I've said on the show before, on Monday mornings, we actually talk about, you know, our patients for the week. And we actually have a patient that we actually spent time talking about her this morning. And, you know, poor thing, her digestive system is such a mess. And so we're working on it. But her digestion is such a mess that it's actually created such an eating disorder that she's like malnourished now. You know, so she's thin and she's malnourished and she's not very healthy. And just, you know, you can tell that she has massive panics around just what to eat. And so we were talking about her this morning, like, how are we going to attack this and what else can we do and what else do we need to do? And do we need to get, you know, other people involved? And, you know, it's because if not, it can be tragic and it can lead to death, you know?
So, sure.
Absolutely. You're right.
Right. Well, again, if you'd like to take advantage of this seminar, it's tomorrow night, Tuesday, 3601 South Clarkson. All you have to do is call 303-781-5617. Tell them you heard Dr. Stedman here on Your Health Matters, and they will reserve your seat. And this will be a setting that you can sit in comfortably, ask questions, again, get to know the staff at Integrated Health Systems. Dr. Stedman, as always, thank you very much, and I'll talk to you soon, sir.
All right. Have a great week,
sir. All right. And thank you for joining us today.
Call Integrated Health Systems now for a free consultation. 303-781-5617. That's 303-781-5617. To book your consultation online, visit integratedhealthdenver.com. Thank you for listening to Your Health Matters. Be sure to join Dr. Shane Stedman live every Monday at 12:30 p.m. on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.
Up next, it's Kim Munson and the AmeriChicks here on KLZ 560 AM and 100.7 FM.